Years ago, when I worked and lived in Washington, D.C., the city was crippled by an intense January snowstorm. While walking home, with snow still falling, I came upon a homeless man named Charlie, whom I had seen almost daily. When I asked Charlie if he was okay, he stood transfixed, looking at a few flakes of newly fallen snow on his gloved hand. Charlie smiled and said, "Isn't it amazing? Individually, these flakes are so fragile, but together they can shut down the capital city of the world's most powerful nation." I have often reflected on that snowy encounter. Yesterday, I was proud to be part of a team that announced that one of the world's largest agricultural companies has chosen St. Louis as the location for its North American research headquarters. The firm, KWS, based in Germany and with sales in 70 countries, launched its site selection search more than a year ago. After months of review and data gathering, it narrowed the search to Boston, the San Francisco Bay Area, the Research Triangle Park in North Carolina, and St. Louis. In March, KWS informed us that St. Louis had won the selection competition. KWS will have a significant presence at the Bridge Park on the campus of the Donald Danforth Plant Science Center. Over several years, they will build a team of 100 to 150 people. Not only does this mean new jobs, but investments of all kinds. Infrastructure improvement, sponsored research at institutions like the Danforth Center, philanthropic gifts to nonprofits, and so on. The Danforth Center has been a driver in the expansion of Missouri's thriving global plant science corridor, creating new jobs and generating and attracting new companies. Bridge Park serves as a vital resource for homegrown plant science startup companies, as well as a beacon for attracting established companies from across the country and around the world. KWS's decision to locate its North American research headquarters here is a major endorsement of the region's reputation as a plant science and innovation hub. When we asked representatives from KWS what set us apart, they responded that, in addition to our strengths in R&D, as evidenced by such best-in-class assets like the Danforth Center, Bridge Park, Washington University, Cortex, the Missouri Botanical Garden, and Monsanto Company, our compelling advantage was our community's collaborative spirit. They were impressed that a team from the Regional Chamber, Economic Partnership, Missouri Partnership, businesses and academic institutions could, with one voice, say that we, as a community, would be the best place for KWS to set roots in North America. By working together, we were able to convince KWS that collectively our region is worth more than the sum of our parts. And so, during the press announcement, my mind wandered to that snowy January day and Charlie's sage observation of the intense power of we. Then it was the power to shut down a city. This time, its power opened a community to new opportunities. I sure like this outcome better. I'm Sam Fiorello.